This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Oh, we're back on a Wednesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. Almost forgot it was a Wednesday.
Yeah?
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Hard to forget what a quarterback that guy was.
That's a quarterback.
Hard to forget that dude. Hey, Brother Spike.
Yes.
I'm doing well today. It is Wednesday, which means we are at the peak of the week, and we're headed down, which means Thursday, Friday is on the way. Not happy about yesterday's results. My goodness, that was a tough game to get through, and I'm a little worried. We're going to get into this.
Yes.
I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried. Jackie Baseball, holla at your boy.
I cannot wait to trash the city of Cincinnati for 2 hours today.
Oh, the queen, is that what we're going to do?
The queen city.
Oh, we're going to trash Cincinnati.
Take your little chili and your great quarterback and shove it.
Now,
little chili.
The game itself sucked. I mean, that was a rough one.
That was a rough one.
We will get into that because the Ranger thing is a thing that we have to talk about.
It is a thing.
But like, okay, so Phils lose 6-1. But that is, and we'll talk about the other stuff, but that is not like really my main takeaway. Uh-huh. And I want to be super clear on this. And I've had to do this when I've talked about Bryce or I've talked about like other players in Philadelphia who we all love. I love Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber's having a great player, is a great player. He's having an MVP-type season, and I want him to stay a Philly after this
season. Say MVP-type season?
Type season.
Oh, okay.
And I want him to stay a Philly after this year.
For life.
I would love for him to retire a Philly. That'd be awesome.
And then be the manager.
And then, yes, all that. They go into the Hall of Fame as a Philly with his 502 home runs, and he sticks around two more years to get, all that kind of stuff. But, like, last night, what Kyle Schwarber did, and it's like a combination of the two nights, is a slap in the face to, I think, Phillies fans. I think it's a slap in the face to the organization. It is sort of a slap in the face to his teammates for a guy that is a good teammate. So here's what he said. And we'll get to last night. Here's what he said two nights ago when he was asked about potentially returning to the Reds during free agency.
So Kyle, you were asked at the All-Star game about your future, and a lot of people made a headline about Cincinnati and your connection. Do you have a lot of friends who are saying, Kyle, man, just consider the Reds next year?
I mean, it was funny. It was, you know, I thank Gordon for that one. But he asked the question, you know, just if things don't work out, would you ever think about Cincinnati? I mean, absolutely, right? That you grew up watching the team, and you know who wouldn't want to play for a hometown team? But you know, there's so many different aspects.
What players did you grow up watching?
Everything like that.
Enough.
I totally get it.
Okay, so first of all, that one.
You didn't go back. Okay, you stayed here. Enough with you in there.
Yeah. First of all.
Well, the Bengals had offered something. Maybe I would have.
That quote right there is outrageous because he wasn't even asked, would you go back?
Right.
He was asked, are friends asking you to go back?
Yeah.
And he turned it into, if it doesn't work out, I will go back.
Yeah.
So then last night, they invite him to catch ceremonial first pitches from his dad before the game.
And his youth coach.
Wow.
Which he decides to say yes to. So here he is on the Philadelphia Phillies within a season that is the do-or-die season for this core, right? It is, because we've talked about Schwarber's maybe not back next year,
yeah.
JT's maybe not back next year, Rangers maybe not back next year, everybody's getting older, and he is catching ceremonial first pitches before the game. You know what you do, Kyle, when you get, because I understand what the Reds are trying to do. They're trying to pull at the heartstrings, right?
Yeah.
Call your dad and go, Dad, you know I can't do this.
Right.
And your dad would go, yeah, I get it. I see what we're trying to do. We're trying to get you back. Ha, ha, ha. Everybody laughs.
Yeah.
But he doesn't, because he decides to do it, and it's like, it's inappropriate. It's the wrong thing to do. He is, I don't need Kyle Schwarber campaigning for his free agency in the middle of a baseball season where they're trying to win a World Series. He is doing enough campaigning with his play. Everybody's talking about him as a free agent with his play.
Yeah.
He is leading the league in home runs. He is in the MVP race. He is considered the most valuable player on the team. He was just ranked the 14th best player in baseball by ESPN, but that's not enough. Now we got to catch first pitches. We have to talk about going back to the Reds. We get it, Kyle. Like, we get it. Other teams are going to want you. We get it. We want everybody to keep you here. I don't need the public reminders with his quotes. There is a very easy way to answer that question, Ike.
Yeah.
The answer is, of course everybody would like me back here, but I'm going to deal with that in the offseason. I'm a Philadelphia Philly right now. We're trying to win a World Series.
Yeah.
They ask you to catch the ceremonial first pitch. There's a very good way to handle that. I'm so honored that you asked me. Call your pop, dad. You know I love you. You know I can't do this. I'm a Philadelphia Philly right now.
Yeah.
So, like, my point is this. I want him back. I want him to get all the money he can. I want, but right now, I want Kyle Schwarber to care more about being a Philadelphia Philly winning the World Series than getting a fourth year in free agency when he's only been offered two. And that's, like, sort of where I am on it.
Yeah, man, this is a tough one. This is a tough one for me because I've been obviously, we're all Kyle Schwarber fans.
Yes.
I don't need to say I'm a Kyle Schwarber fan as if you're not. And we know Fritzy is everyone's fan except for Kepler on the team. So
and Gasly and Bohm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Threw Bohmer in there too. Okay. I remember that.
14-8 without him.
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Let me get back to my point here.
Yep.
But even I was a little taken aback from when I saw it, I was like, wow.
Dude, it's crazy.
I was like, wow, really? This is what we're doing?
It's crazy. And he's not waking anybody up to the idea that he's a free agent. Everybody knows.
And here's the thing, when I saw it, I immediately thought this is a negotiating ploy. This is to let the Phillies know that this is a possibility. Like it wasn't always catching the first pitch from his dad. Like that wasn't the feeling that I got hold on. Like, he's catching the first pitch at the Reds game?
Dude, this
first of all, why is his dad throwing out the first pitch at a Reds
but
game?
But that's also why it's Mickey Mouse by the Reds. I understand.
No,
it's still Mickey Mouse.
No.
It's minor league, Bush League
but
nonsense.
They have to play
that's what the Reds have to do, yeah.
They have to play every card they have. This is like you're in a
and they accepted it.
This is like you're in a committed relationship with a girl and she's commenting on her ex boyfriend's Instagram post. Oh, you look cute in that one. Just trying to wake
you
up.
Well, no one does that. I mean, come on.
Just trust me, buddy. You haven't been single in a long time. Like, you didn't even have any single era. You've never even been single your whole life.
I dated one girl for a month before Jill, and we didn't talk.
Yes.
And we broke up on Facebook.
Yeah, I wish we wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
You know what? But the thing, Bryce, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, there was a little bit of noise about the extension.
Yeah.
And then there was all this blowback, and he realized, you know what? This isn't the thing.
Back off of that. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe not publicly.
Yeah, you haven't forgotten it.
Maybe
but
not.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. But maybe not publicly. Like, maybe not. I just think he is doing. He is in a strong bargaining position.
Yeah.
He's having the best year of his career in a contract year. This is what players dream of. If we had thought 2 years ago, if I had told you there would have been a best of MLB players list put out by ESPN, and Kyle Schwarber would have been top 15,
would not have bought that.
Right.
Well, it's me and Julia would have said that. Agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense.
In real life, that wouldn't have been conceivable. He has opened up a lot of eyes. He doesn't need this. It just seems cheap, and it makes me feel like disrespected.
Here's my thing. I hear you, and I understand anybody that feels that way. So I'm not going to tell you that as a Phillies fan, you shouldn't feel some sort of way because it made me feel a certain way. What it made me feel is, there's a chance we could lose Kyle Schwarber. I hadn't really felt that. I always sort of felt like, well, you know what? The Phillies are going to do what they need to do, and you pay Kyle Schwarber what he needs to be paid, and he's going to remain a Philly and retire Philly. This is not exactly the Soto thing, but it's kind of like when Soto was asked, I forget, at some point late in the season last year about his free agency, he just pretty much was like, yeah, I'm open to everybody.
Yes, while he was a Yankee.
Yeah, while he was still a Yankee.
Yes.
So it's not as overt as that, but this, dude, catching the first pitch at an opponent's stadium, I get it's your dad and I get you're from Ohio, but this could have been avoided, honestly. Like this, but what it says to me is that he doesn't have the sort of feeling or the assurance that he's going to be a Philly next year.
Yeah.
So maybe he and his agent are getting some sort of signals behind the scenes or what have you. And he, it certainly doesn't feel like this to me says, well, I could be leaving to go somewhere else.
Yeah, but I guess my point is he doesn't even need, like, he doesn't need to do it. I guess my thing is he doesn't need to do these dog and pony show tricks to get a big contract in the offseason from a different team.
Right.
I don't think this is necessary, right? And by the way, Cincinnati is not going to make the biggest offer anyway. I know why the Reds are doing it. Yeah. I'm not blamed by the Reds, sure. You know, if a player we want.
But then again, they might make the biggest offer. If the Phillies don't decide to make the biggest offer.
Well, don't sound so excited.
Yeah. If they're not paying anybody else.
Well, listen, if he's not going to be here, I'd rather he'd be on there. The Reds. Yeah, so I'm not going to hide that.
Yeah, go die in Cincinnati. Yeah. Not physically die, but like, you know what I mean.
Wow. I'm not going to hide that, yes. All right. He's already ready to turn on it.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be furious. I'm just curious at the whole situation.
Yeah.
Furious at the Phillies.
I will be furious at the Phillies. 100%.
Okay.
But also, like, if you go play for the Reds and leave this city?
I hear you.
I'll be annoyed.
I hear you.
I'll be annoyed. And I am
annoyed. Listen, I can only take so much. You push these buttons enough, yeah. I'm going to push back. You know I am. I took a needle in the ass.
See where he's going? All right, 215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all about Kyle?
I didn't just let you kick the city. I didn't just let you kick him like that. You know what I mean?
The Queen City, my ass. I'm just kidding. I love Cincinnati.
215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all?
We might have to go there for the postseason.
About Kyle Schwarber. Oh, well, maybe Kyle could just stay there. Just stay there. You know, maybe they get him a great hotel room. You know, that'd be funny. The Phillies are there, and then the Reds call up and say, "We have an even better hotel room for you. It's even better than the ones you're staying in with the Phillies."
And we're flying your parents in for the game. You can see we actually built a house for you.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw the report today from Jack Fritz. They're giving him the key to the city. Yeah. In Cincinnati.
That is a report from Jack Fritz, though, unconfirmed. 215-592-9494. Are you bothered at all by this? Matt or Mike in Sewell? You're on WIP. What's up, Matt or Mike?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I am pissed off about that last night. Come on. Like, I think you're exactly right. I think it's his agent who said, hey, this is going to be a good idea to give you some leverage. And you know who I hold accountable? It's Dombrowski. All right? If he lets Schwarber walk, that's not just a mistake. That's baseball malpractice. I mean, come on.
Oh, hold on. All right. Time out.
Totally agree, Matt or Mike.
Hold on. Time out.
Totally agree.
Time out. First thing, Matt or Mike, to blame the agent, this is classic. Kyle Schwarber is 32 years old, a millionaire, and the culture guy in the clubhouse. He can do whatever he wants. Like, he doesn't have to do what his agent says. He doesn't have to do any of these things. This is, do not blame the agent. This is Kyle Schwarber. As far as Dombrowski, he didn't let him go. The worst thing, Kyle Schwarber's value is not going up from here. If you're Dave Dombrowski, the dumbest thing you can do right now is try to sign him right now at the peak of his value. Mm-hmm. Wait till the offseason. Before we start getting mad at Dave Dombrowski, because JT Realmuto doesn't have an extension, Ranger Suarez doesn't have an extension. Like, none of those guys have extensions. Right. And nobody saw this year coming.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
By the way, we can all crush Dombrowski if they lose him,
yeah.
But they have not lost him.
Well, if they do,
I'm not crushing Dave yet, but what I'm saying is this, okay? His comments the other day were kind of like, you know, when he was asked about re-signing Schwarber, I mean, he was, I left that broadcast saying, we're not signing him. He's not going to sign him.
I felt the same way, Matt or Mike. That's the way I felt.
Pissed. Yeah. I mean, I walked away from that going, what the hell is going on? You know, they can't let this guy go.
Well, what do you – let me ask you this. I can understand the frustration. What do you want to – Dombrowski said – I heard a quote. He said, we want him back on the Phillies. We want him to be with us for a number of years. What do you – like, what is an appropriate response from Dombrowski? Like, if a guy that he's negotiating with, that every word he says is going to be used against him in negotiations. Mm-hmm. Like, what is he going to say? We can't even be a competitive team next year without Kyle Schwarber. Like, what? I don't think Dave Dombrowski should be talking at any point, like, except for right after the trade deadline, when the season's over, when the season starts. But if he wants to go out and do this press tour, I don't know what he's going to say.
So this is what I would have hoped that he would have said.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Matt.
Listen, Kyle Schwarber is a big part of our success here. He's a big part of our culture. He's brought a winning culture here. He's a champion. And we want to have him moving forward. But we have a lot of tough decisions to make on free agents this offseason. And he's one of them. But that's all I'm saying about that right now.
So you know what? I think what's happening is, I think Dombrowski quotes are getting split into different quotes. Because okay. I saw him say something to that effect.
Okay.
Right? Like, I forget which interview it was, but I saw him say he wants him to be on the Phillies for a number of years. That's what I saw him
say. He says both in the same cut, where he says, okay, we want him to be a Philly. We also know it's going to be competitive to re-sign him.
Yes.
Essentially.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to say? Like,
yeah, I don't know what he can do.
Yeah. But here's the thing. We already know they didn't want to meet him at his mark.
Yes.
We know that already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and even after the season that he's having, he doesn't want to relent on where his stance is on this. I should feel more confident as a Phillies fan that Kyle Schwarber is going to be back here in the Phillies uniform. I shouldn't be concerned that this is going to be too much for us to spend. Like, what are we going to do with the money? Who else will be spending it on? Like, what are we doing with the money?
Well, all I know is I want them to get the best deal possible. Because I know, like, they're not losing anybody else off the only two salaries they could potentially lose are Ranger, who's not making anything,
right,
Schwarber, and JT.
JT, yeah.
That's it. And we know we're going to sign JT. We'd assume at a lower number, something like that, 2-3 years, whatever, a lower number than he makes now. Mm-hmm. But, like, they were up against it this year. So I want them to sign Kyle Schwarber, but I also want them, you know, I want Kyle Schwarber to get all the at the same time, I want Kyle Schwarber to get all the money he can, and I want the Phillies to get the best deal they can possibly get.
That makes no sense.
Well, like, I hope as a Phillies fan, I hope they get him at a number they're comfortable with. That's what
just
I hope.
Just pay him what he's asking for.
No.
At least the one saving grace here to me is Middleton, who has said multiple times, yes, there's no extra motivation to sign Kyle Schwarber. Like, I don't want him to play anywhere else.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I don't think
I think Dombrowski's playing the game, and then every time Middleton's asked about it, he gets a little emotional, which I like, you know.
Well, I think Dombrowski almost probably has to even out Middleton.
Of course. You know, because Middleton's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
We're going to sign him, right?
Yeah, like, well, because you know Middleton, the first thing that John Middleton will do, if you're listening, Mr. Middleton, I'm proud that I bet that you listen, is if Kyle Schwarber signs somewhere else, he is turning on WIP, Mr. Middleton.
Oh,
he is looking at Twitter. He is looking at the internet, and he will consume every bit of that, and he wants no part of that. Mm. That's why I think those.
It will not be a happy place to be.
No.
I would agree with that.
Especially because of that, unless we would have won the World Series, and then and then we'll just do the thing we did with Howie, where every move is right, no matter what he does. You know,
well, mostly they are right.
Well, you know. Letting
we'll see
Rogers
how this year goes.
Yeah.
Let's not count our chickens before our eggs hatch, right?
You got that one right.
Don't you give me that look. I cooked on
I've
that
never one. Heard it said that way.
But
that's what
right.
I do.
He got it right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't count our chickens
I've
before
never
the
it.
Eggs hatch.
No, that's not exactly the phrase, but
you got it right.
You got it right. All right, 215-592-9494. You upset about Kyle Schwarber catching ceremonial first pitches at a visiting ballpark before his
laying
impending free agency in his hometown.
Laying it on a little thick.
What, who, me?
No, Schwarber.
Schwarber is, yes.
Like, we get it.
Yeah. Coming up next, the Eagles had their first, what's it called? The
joint practice
today with the Browns. We will talk about how the offense performed and whether the Eagles, quote-unquote, won the day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know how you can win the day with your girl? Blue Chew.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, Blue Chew is a little chewable before you get busy.
Yeah.
You know?
On the way home?
You know, Jack, you know, Ike already knows this.
Yep.
You want your girl to be able to brag to her friends about you. You know, that's why, like, one of the things was, if I ever send my wife flowers, I send them at work.
Wow.
So everyone else sees them. Like, that's what you want to do.
You are quite the charmer.
Come on.
No one gives you enough credit for that.
Come on. And you know, if you start chewing the tablets from Blue Chew, she's going to be texting everybody and be like, yo, look what I got going on over here.
Wow. Yeah. He's a new man.
He's a new man. It's the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. It is in chewable form, so no pills to swallow. You don't have to make a doctor's appointment. You don't have to go to the doctor. You do it all at BlueChew.com. Nobody likes going to the doctor.
Nope.
You don't have to do it. You don't have to wait in line at the pharmacy because they will send it direct to you. It is made and shipped here in the USA in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
Package. There you go.
I never know if I'm the package guy.
You're the package guy.
So I'm the package guy.
You don't have to be, but
you
I mean,
are the package guy. Yeah. Ike's the hard guy. Yeah. You're the package guy. I'm just discreet. The best part of all of this is you're going to get your first month for free to try it out, and it will... It will, or it should, we hope, make your love life even better.
Be the guy your girl is talking about.
That is what you want.
That worked.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 9040. You get your first month for free. You only pay for the shipping. Jack is paying for the first month. Mm-hmm. You only pay $5 for the shipping. Again, BlueChew.com, code 94, and then you can.
Chew it and do it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about Kyle Schwarber's all-out assault on Philadelphia. Day one, saying he would go back to the Reds in free agency. Day two, catching ceremonial first pitches at the Reds ballpark before the Phillies game. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking? Yes or no? Ike, what do you think the poll is at?
You mean that question again?
Is Kyle Schwarber playing into the Reds thing a little too much for your liking?
What a word in Twitter question.
What a word in Twitter question.
I actually believe it is on my side, that Twitter question.
Yeah.
I don't know where this one is at. So I'm going to say yes, especially after a 6-1 loss yesterday. But I'll say slightly yes. Let's go 53%
yes. 60%
yes. Oh, 60%. Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised 60% yes. Yeah.
Well, listen, again, it doesn't help that they didn't win yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's those comments from the day before and then
the first pitch.
Man, that's a lot.
Yeah. Are they going to retire his number tonight?
What's next?
Well, it's Kyle Schwarber Memorial Field today.
Yeah.
or something like that. Keys to the city, whatever it takes.
Everybody's wearing his number, he's Jackie Robinson.
Exactly right. A hero.
215-592-9494. David in Westchester, you're on WIP.
Spike, you remember your Lamaze training where you got to breathe? That's what you need to do. You need to channel that.
I'm breathing fine, brother. I'm breathing fine.
It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, sure. It is.
No, it's not. Did you ever hear? Let's go with the phrase don't hate the player, hate the game. This is the Phillies' fault for letting him do that.
Oh my God! The Phillies are doing what teams do. You know what? Pete Alonso didn't do this last year. The Mets. All Pete Alonso said, by the way, Pete Alonso is a career Met, They didn't want to give him a contract. They end up giving him a one-year deal. And the whole time, all he did was say that he wanted to be on the Mets. He wanted to be a Met for life. The whole time. The Phillies are trying to win a World Series this year. A World Series. Why should I care at this point that Kyle Schwarber should care publicly, at least, about winning the World Series?
Yes, and the Phillies should control their player. And they didn't.
I can't believe we can't just blame the person who did the thing for the thing. It's unbelievable. It's everybody's fault but his. He is the grown man who 2 days ago said he would go back to the Reds. He is the grown man who caught ceremonial first pitches in an away stadium. Him. It wasn't his agent. It wasn't Dave Dombrowski. It wasn't Rob Thompson. It wasn't John Middleton. It wasn't me. It wasn't you. It was Kyle Schwarber. It was him.
Right.
So, you're blaming everybody else. What do you want Dave Dombrowski to do?
If you want to go with Dave Dombrowski, I would have Dave Dombrowski and make this team better at the trade deadline. And he did with the pitching, but he didn't with his outfield. And, you know, I'm sure everyone on that team saw that, okay, they got Harrison Bader, and they aren't even playing. It's are you kidding me? This was your big trade line grab, and you're not playing him? But let's get back to Schwarber.
Okay.
As far as that goes,
yeah.
The team should have not let him do that. If they're going to let him play like that, then he's going to play like that. And that's really
you're telling him
bottom line.
That they should have said, no, you're not allowed to do it?
Absolutely, because they are in charge of that franchise, and they're in charge of that team, and they're in charge of that player.
That would not have gone
over
well.
They don't even tell guys when they can play or not. You're going to tell them whether they can catch ceremonial first pitches?
Exactly. It's mayhem on that team. They got a manager, and I love Thompson, but he doesn't control the play. He just lets them do whatever they want. It's like the inmates running the asylum, and that's part of the problem.
All right, David. I would not blame the team for that. I don't think the team, then they're the bad guys.
Right. They definitely would be the bad guys.
Yeah, I don't know.
They could have advised him that this probably is not a good look.
I wonder if they even asked him. I wonder how much they even knew.
I kind of agree with you on this. I don't know if anything was ran by the Phillies.
You know, because what probably happens is somebody from and I'm not insulting anybody in this department, somebody from PR gets said you got to walk Kyle Schwarber out. Kyle's going to do this. They do it. That's it.
He certainly knew the day before.
Yeah.
Though.
Well, but it's not. Well, I guess my point is, it's not up to anybody who is handling this to tell Kyle Schwarber he can't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Schwarber has to be the one.
Yes.
It has to be Schwarber. Yeah, I totally agree. Schwarber.
This is not appropriate for the current time.
Yeah.
I'm still Mickey Mouse by the way.
But what does it say that he was perfectly fine with doing it?
But it's it is a tough spot.
It's not a tough spot.
It is a tough spot.
No, it's not.
Your dad's out there being
honored.
First of all,
his dad wouldn't have been out there.
If the thirsty-ass Reds didn't decide to do this. First off, what's his youth qualifications? What is his record?
Aren't thirsty, yes, but you could have shut that thirst down by saying, Pops, yeah, I get it, but this ain't the right time. This is not right. Yeah,
and you know what?
I can't do this right now.
There's no way his dad would have been offended. His dad would have laughed and said,
his dad would have went along with it.
I get it.
And then he would have said, but also they could say,
you know, his dad wants him to play for the Reds.
Listen, Mr. Schwarber, lock in. We got a World Series to win.
His dad's a Reds fan, right?
I would assume so. If he's growing up all the.
And he gets to see him, he's closer if he's playing for the Reds,
and
right?
He's got two kids now. But what's it like? Griffey goes back. It can't be that good of a city. Just kidding. But at the same time, they're probably saying it's just a first pitch for 3 seconds.
Who's saying that?
The Schwarbers.
I'll say this. If it was the first pitch standing on its own, I probably wouldn't have any type of reaction. I would have been like, oh, that's pretty cool they did that. It's the comments from the day before. Then the first pitch.
You go back and you listen to the comments?
the comments from the day before, then the first pitch.
They didn't even ask him, would you go back to Cincinnati?
He may as well be a Red right now.
They said, I bet all your friends want to go here. He's like, yeah, it's crazy. Also, I'd definitely come back here.
I know.
Yeah, if things don't work, he said, things don't work out. Yeah, this is definitely a place I can see myself playing.
And it's not like the Phillies are the White Sox this year. They're not in contention.
Right.
It's not like he's only been here for a year. He is considered, and we think of him, this is the other thing, compared to him and Soto, because you mentioned Juan Soto said this when I was on the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks of Juan Soto. I'm not saying he's a bad clubhouse guy, but he is not
a
leader guy. Nobody thinks of him like
that. Hell, we view Schwarber the leader on the team.
That's the other part of it. He's the guy. Would Brian Dawkins go accept a ceremonial star from the Cowboys before kickoff?
He didn't grow up a Cowboys fan. He's from Jacksonville. Maybe if the Jags did it.
But probably not. You know,
he definitely didn't grow up a Jags fan. They came in existence in 93 or 95.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to figure out who on the Eagles. It's just like, I don't know.
Well, so real quick though.
Yeah.
So it's sort of related, but it's not related.
Okay.
Would we have viewed the Phillies as really disgustingly thirsty if in 2014 they had Trout throw out and catch the first pitch?
Well, I would have hated that.
And so would I.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I didn't even like
it was egregious.
I didn't even like the standing ovations that he got.
Especially with those three. They were still there.
When you had the big three still here, you're giving this guy a standing ovation.
What a fan base, right?
Yeah.
Addicted to the standing O's.
Well, I would have thought that the Phillies would have looked small doing it.
Yes.
But there's a difference between what the Phillies are and what they can play with in terms of finances and the Reds. Like, the Reds are trying to do everything they can because they know they probably can't compete financially.
Yeah.
The Phillies can compete financially. So I agree. I understand your perspective on the Reds, but it's still Schwarber who has to say no.
And I agree.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Aaron in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, fellas?
What's up, dude?
What up, A?
Yo. Hey, since I had the lead off, I could do my thing right quick.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jack. It was funny. A couple weeks ago, or last week, Spike's like, Schwarber can't be MVP because he played Phil. He's right in the top of the league lead in home runs and has the most RBI. Is he the leading candidate for MVP, Spike?
Is he the leading candidate for MVP? No.
Yeah.
No, he's not. No, I mean, Ohtani is the leading candidate for MVP, but he's in the top three. Like, he is. Well, I don't want debate.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut, an artist, be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Just look it up on your betting app. Ohtani is the leading candidate for MVP, but Schwarber is second.
Okay. But if he won MVP, would you be mad about it?
No.
Because he is a DH. Okay.
I wouldn't be mad about it. I don't think it's right, but I wouldn't be mad about it.
Okay. Next thing.
Yeah.
I did what my guy was saying from Payo. But listen, man, we don't want no song with soul in it for Jack to mess it up at 5:30. We don't. The delegation does not want that.
I got soul.
No,
Derek wanted a Commodore song.
Buzz? Yeah. Was it Buzz?
Yeah. No, I don't think it's Buzz. No. Boom.
Y'all would totally destroy that song. It's a slow tempo song. Y'all would totally butcher it, especially what's his name?
Buzz. Buzz, yeah, for sure.
I would have to go down to the studios and we would have to throw hands the way he would butcher that song. But y'all could go with like a Weezer song. Everybody likes Weezer. I mean, not everyone does.
Yeah, but it's not fun. It's not fun in like the kitschy way that Creed is.
Because you like to annoy people, Spike. No. You like to annoy people.
Dude, Aaron, you're saying Creed's annoying. Let me tell you what. We're at McGurk's one day.
I'm not saying it's annoying.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
I'm not saying it's annoying, but you know that it has gotten under these people's skin. Because like, right now, are you doing a hat bit? Because you wore a hat a couple weeks ago that was similar to a team, and then yesterday you wore a hat that was similar to the Reds.
Yesterday was a River Sharks hat.
A Thrasher's hat.
I just go through I have like 300 hats. I just go in, I grab one that I feel like wearing that day. I actually don't even think about it. There's no trolling. I'm wearing a Phillies hat today.
I believe you.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't care what Kyle Schwarber's saying. You know why? Because people like to be appreciated. And the way you show appreciation is with the money. He's doing his job. We don't want him to bat leadoff. He batted second, and he's batting third, he's batting fourth. He's doing his job. He's hitting home runs, move if you want, and he's driving the runs. And he's hitting for a higher average than he's ever hit. Like, he wants to get paid, and he's using the media to help drive up his price. Me personally, I don't find an issue with it. Because if the Phillies want to keep him, they will keep him, and we will forget about all of this.
Well, that's true. Can I tell you though, Aaron? If they lose in the first round of the playoffs and Kyle Schwarber is one for the series like he was last year, I'm not forgetting this. You know what I mean? He had one hit.
Spike definitely won't forget this.
Well, he had one hit in the division series last year. He had one the first at bat the entire series, and he never got another hit.
But he's not a good performer in the early rounds, right?
Oh,
yeah, he's NLCS all over.
Right. Okay, all right.
He is.
He's an NLCS guy.
All right,
NLCS World Series guy.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Well, we got to get there.
It's just it's excuse central. Nobody on the Phillies can get yelled at except for Taiwan Walker. He's the only player.
And Castellanos and Bone.
And Castellanos and Bone.
Yes.
215-592-9494. We'll get to how the Eagles looked at their joint practice today after I tell you about how to make your life, your finances, your summers better. It is with, you've always thought about, wouldn't it be cool to have my own house down the shore? My own house, instead of spending thousands of dollars to rent somebody else's house. Adam Kasabi, your realtor, Adam Kasabi out of Long & Foster, the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. His expertise is the Delaware beaches. Now, if you've been a Jersey guy your whole life, or Jersey woman your whole life, mm-hmm. Delaware beaches are awesome. They have really gotten better the last 10, 15 years, whatever. So you get everything that you would get in Jersey, except you get lower property taxes, you get better restaurants. You're like, whoa, how am I going to do that? I can't afford it. What you do, just get with Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. He can show you how to get the house. He will help you maneuver to get the house. And then you end up renting it if you want for a lot of the summer. Those people pay your mortgage. You have a house to go down the shore to and an investment opportunity. When it's time, you can't go to anybody else. Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him. His direct cell, 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643 or processrealtor.com. All right, Ike. 2 days of joint practices, Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
So today, one bummer is Shedeur Sanders was hurt because I was looking forward to Elliot tracking Shedeur Sanders' stats today. But we didn't
wonder when did he get hurt?
I don't know. It said an oblique. It was Adam Schefter said it was an oblique. Yeah, I think it's a fake injury.
Yeah, when did he get hurt?
Yeah, they have him.
They walk through Sunday.
The Browns are hiding Shedeur from Elliot and the Cranes.
I think it's a possibility.
Might be true. Yeah, they haven't forgotten the Deshaun Watson training camp stats.
Yeah, I'm sure they're hiding him from Elliot.
Because Watson didn't like it.
One guy who's not hiding from Elliot is Jalen Hurts. So Jalen today, and I want to like put aside the stats and the grade for a second, just for context. Mm-hmm. So he's 16 of 24, threw an interception. There were some reports of a second interception. There's some debate about whether it would have been an interception. Some people think it would have been a sack.
And convenient that Elliott did not label it as an interception.
As an interception.
Mm-hmm. Okay, to have him throwing two.
But he gave him a C-. And like I read a lot of the other beat guys. I think pretty consistently, this has been, at very best, an uneven camp for Jalen, in a camp where I think we all sort of expected, after how last year ended, the fact that the offensive coordinator has been in the building and has been the pass game coordinator for years now, that it would be a smooth sort of like, man, this is the camp where he is just super sharp.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been super sharp. Like, I know it's just training camp, but it's also all we have to go on. And I guess I'm trying to find out from you, like, what is... How seriously should I take it? How worried should you be? All those sorts of things.
Well, I'll look at it like this. I won't overreact to them, but I also won't ignore them, right? So, you know, Elliot's down there every day. He's charting numbers, this and that and the other. We put stock into that. I'll go with that. I don't have an overall great feeling about training camp. What I like to hear reports, man, Jalen looked like he's out there. You know, he's mastered the offense. He's in time with his receivers. He's hitting guys on
ball's
time.
Ball's not touching the ground.
Yeah, like I'd rather hear reports like that coming out of training camp. That would certainly make me feel better. Yeah, having the days where it's sort of, I don't even know if he's had a true exceptional day in practice. You know, Elliott's tried to give him some of these days.
Yes.
Like yesterday, 8 for 8 in a basically a walkthrough practice. Like, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
So he's had another one or two like that as well where Elliott sort of gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And was impressed with everything. But to me, it's been far too many okay days. Like okay to below average type days. And I know Petullo may be trying to put his own little twist on the offense, but still, it's pretty much the same offense that you ran last year or what have you. And so I would have expected it to be a little smoother.
And the personnel is mostly the same too.
The personnel is the same. Like you should be at a point now in training camp where things just boom, they click for you. Like it should be there. You're going through. I remember when the Patriots came here for training camp and Brady was the quarterback. Now, obviously, it's Tom Brady's in year 20 or whatever at that time. But still, you could see how efficient he was at running practice and ball never touched the ground, like that sort of thing. It would have been nice if we got that type of report out of training camp about Jalen's practices.
The other thing is, I know we want to – there have been some optimistic things about the defense, but it's very hard for me to, on one hand, everybody say, well, they have a problem at corner, well, they have a problem at safety, well, they have a problem at edge, and then be like, but the defense is so good, Jalen.
They're giving
just
our offense problems.
Right. The two things don't really match up to me. And I would say as well, and you can confirm this, the offense has an advantage in camp over the defense.
Without question.
In that the defense can't hit them.
Yep.
So like, there's a...
Unless you're Jahad Campbell and he's out there just hitting everybody.
Hitting Dallas Goedert.
That's really like Vaughn and all that.
That's a football player right there.
But
you're right, though. It's the practices are, for the most part, skewed for the offense. They're in their favor. So, yeah. I'm not concerned, but my antennas are up.
Okay. That's fair. That's
my antennas are up.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Sharon in Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Sharon?
Hey there. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Typically, I just yell at you guys in the comfort of my car, and this time I couldn't.
Who do you yell the most at, would you say?
Come on.
On this show or throughout the day?
This show.
It's like,
So
I'm very baseball minded.
Okay.
So I'm highly disappointed in Jack on this one because I feel like he should be the one defending Schwarber here the most. But
defending him a little bit.
He's nervous too.
Well, I need him back.
He's nervous also.
He's just blaming the Reds.
It is Mickey Mouse in a minor league operation.
Okay. So. I think at this point we all know we don't like to be pandered to, right?
Schwarber has what? Sharon,
that was tongue in cheek.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Schwarber has proven time and time again. I mean, he is just authentically him. Like, he's humble. Every interview that you see him in, you can scroll through any social media platform and see him giving back to the community in countless ways. When cameras aren't like supposed to be there, when they are surprisingly there, he's that guy. Mm-hmm. This has nothing to do with him or free agency. It's picking his dad up and lifting his dad up. If anybody's ever been involved in volunteer sports, which Little League is volunteer sports, they're voluntold to do things. They go above and beyond. They put time, energy, money. They pour. They make sure that the kid that doesn't have cleats has cleats.
Sharon.
Sharon.
Okay. The day before when he said he would sign with the Reds, was that for his dad? Can I ask you something? Couldn't they have celebrated his dad and given him a first pitch without Kyle Schwarber catching him? And they could have just said it's Kyle Schwarber's dad? Like, couldn't what prevents them from lifting him up? Without Kyle catching the first pitch.
Tyler Phillips, and when he was a Phillies fan as a kid, and you see people that are hired by the organization now, they're posting pictures of them as a kid in the stands. At least he's not lying. He would have been lying if he said anything else other than that. And then we would be mad because he's just lying to our face. At least
Bryce has been lying to us for 6 years, and we love
there's no proof of that. Yeah. There's no proof of that.
I can't stand it.
Okay.
Come on.
Imagine working with this guy, Sharon.
Yeah, it's a nightmare for everyone.
That's what I'm saying. Jack, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you over there when I'm screaming in my car every day. But the thing is that, like, this was an opportunity for his dad to be lifted up, his youth coach to be lifted up. I'm sure that their family and friends, the entire organization, all the things when we're scrambling to our seats or not even paying attention, those things that take place before the first pitch, they might not mean a lot to, like, if you don't know the person, but if you know anybody that's been honored before the game for whatever reason they're being honored for.
Sharon, I'm not saying not to honor his dad. I'm not saying not to honor his dad.
Sounds like you want to go out there and fight his dad.
No.
Did the Phillies offer to honor his dad?
But
no,
he doesn't. He's not a youth coach in Philadelphia. He's a youth coach in Cincinnati. Let him throw out the first pitch.
Right. And Kyle happened to be in Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, just a coincidence. Okay. You know what, Sharon? Thank you for the call. Sharon doesn't even believe that. She sounds too smart to believe it. She just doesn't want to believe it. All right, 215-592-9494.
Cal just happened to be in Cincinnati.
Yeah, just or happened to be there.
No, then this is where it falls on the Reds. This is where the thirsty-ass Reds, they caused all this nonsense.
215-592-9494. Are you bothered by Kyle Schwarber's Cincinnati parade over the last 2 days?
Yeah, is he going to lead the opening day parade next year, too?
Might be.
Yeah,
you know,
might as well.
Might, yeah.
Yep. Larry Anderson joins us next. Interested to talk to L.A. about what's going on with Ranger, what's going on with Wheeler, and this will be our first time talking to him about after we've seen Juan Duran and what he thinks of that excellence. So Larry Anderson joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.